Today is Monday, March 25th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Medal of Honor Day. It's also Tolkien Reading Day. Tolkien? And it's National Lobster Newburgh Day. So I don't know exactly what Lobster Newburgh is, but there is a photo here. And it looks like a bread bowl with some lobster in it. I wonder if it's like a lobster pot pie type filling. Let's ask Newburgh. Let's ask and see what that is. It's a luxurious seafood dish made with lobster, butter, cream, cognac, or sherry, eggs, and seasonings. The lobster is typically cooked and then removed from its shell, cut into pieces, and returned to a sauce. So it's kind of like a pot pie filling. The sauce is from cream, cognac, or sherry, butter, and egg yolks to thicken. The dish is often served over toast points or a pastry shell. Okay, so the photo, just they decided to do a bread bowl. So apparently a bread bowl is not required for the traditional lobster Newburgh dish. But in the photo that I'm looking at, it is a bread bowl. So it looks like you would go to Panera Bread and say, hey, I would like some lobster Newburgh in a bread bowl, please. And they would, you know, give you a... Because, you know, don't they do like broccoli cheddar soup in a bread bowl and all that kind of stuff? I feel like they do. But anyway, so I'm not, as we know, I'm not the biggest seafood fan. And so I'm probably not going to order any lobster Newburgh. Also, that sounds like one of those dishes that's more old-fashioned. And maybe you don't hear about, or, you know, people don't order that as much anymore. And so probably there's not a demand for it. And so they don't have it in the rotation or in the menu of restaurants. Maybe if you go to like a really fancy French restaurant or something like that, they would have a lobster Newburgh. But I've not seen that on a menu ever, as far as I can remember. It sounds like something that would be on the menu where you would, a restaurant that would have Oysters Rockefeller and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Anyway, so yeah, it's a Monday. We had a weekend as per usual, and it was a busy, once again, it was a fairly busy weekend. So Friday, we had the mix. The mix I felt like was spicy on Friday. I don't know what happened exactly. I feel like there was a bad mood had by maybe Daniel was in a little bit of a bad mood, and maybe I was in a little bit of a bad mood as well, because we got into a really heated discussion, aka argument, about how many calories you burn or whether or not you burn calories over a particular amount of steps or something. So Daniel was saying, oh, anything over, I don't know what the exact number was, but somewhere around 8,000 steps, like it does you absolutely no good. And I was saying, well, yeah, it has to do some good because you're expending energy, you know. But for whatever reason, it got heated and there was yelling involved. Well, yeah, raising a voice, I'll just say, not yelling. I mean, we weren't yelling at each other, but there was raising a voice. And it's such a silly thing. Like, why does it even matter, to be honest? I don't know why. Sometimes I think, you know, sometimes I wonder, because we've been accused of being like mommy and daddy and like, oh no, mommy and daddy are fighting. And I think, I wonder if that's stressful for people who are listening to our podcast, because sometimes we will get into a heated discussion. And so we will argue. And some podcasts I listen to that have co-hosts, they never argue. They're all very lighthearted and laughy and jokey. And I've just wondered. I mean, I don't know. We're pretty just raw on the mix. You know, whatever comes out, comes out. It's not really filtered. And I've wondered, should we, you know, happy it up or something. I'm not really sure. I don't know. I've just been thinking about that. But anyway, so that happened. And then, you know, and there may have been a point where, you know, listeners were told to F off, you know, et cetera. It's just, and I don't know. I don't know. It is what it is. It happened. But we had a good time, and I think it was a pretty good show, other than the fact that maybe it's a little bit stressful at one point where we're kind of, you know, arguing. So that happened, and then I had already done, so I did about an hour and 45 minutes. I don't remember if I did a full 2 hours, but I missed my Peloton workout on Sunday of last week because I was sick. As you guys know, I was not feeling well on the weekend. And so Mark said, you know, you shouldn't do your 2 hour Peloton on Sunday because you need to focus on getting better. And so you need to rest. And so I was like, okay, fine, I won't do it. But then I felt like I needed to make it up so that we went to St. Louis, we watched a Mateo Lane show. We ate. Yeah, I didn't. I took a treat day or a rest day or whatever they call it on Noom. And so I knew I had gotten more calories than I normally do because I had had, I don't remember what we did, but we ate Whataburger for dinner. I don't remember what we had for lunch. Oh, yeah. We had that diner because we were in St. Louis. We drove back from St. Louis on Sunday. So anyway, I was like, oh, I've got extra calories. And I didn't do my 2 hour workout last Sunday. I know that, you know, I'm not going to have lost weight, basically. And so Friday, right after work, I squeezed in a Peloton workout for a couple hours. Then we had dinner and watched Survivor because normally we will discuss Survivor or Amazing Race when those things are on and we're doing the mix. So I wanted to watch that. And I can't remember what I had for. Oh yeah, I had Chick-fil-A for dinner. That's right. I had a kale crunch salad and a grilled chicken sandwich. Chick-fil-A is one of the only fast food places that still has a grilled chicken sandwich on their menu. Wendy's no longer has a grilled option. McDonald's doesn't have a grilled option. KFC has a blackened option, but it's not grilled. I mean, I guess it blackened is grilled, but. So I guess you could count them. KFC doesn't have, or Popeyes. What did I say? Popeyes has a blackened option. I don't think KFC has a grilled option. So anyway, there aren't as many grilled options as there have been in the past. I guess, I don't know if people are not being as health conscious with their chicken sandwiches now, or I'm not really sure. And so anyway, had that, watched Survivor, and then we did the show, like I said. And then after the show, I had saved up some calories so that I could have a snack. Because I, for whatever reason, I get hungry after we do the show. It's all that arguing. So anyway, I had a little bit of a snack, watched, I think I watched Gilmore Girls, but I'm trying to work my way through Gilmore Girls now because I never watched that back in the day when it was on. And because I had watched Parenthood, which has Lauren Graham, is that her name? I really liked her in that, and so I started watching Gilmore Girls, and I feel like Gilmore Girls, or the character in Parenthood for Lauren Graham is so closely tied, or so closely similar to her Lorelai Gilmore character in Gilmore Girls, because in Parenthood, she's also a single mother. She has a daughter who's very smart, although her daughter in Parenthood is more rebellious, so that's different. But she basically plays a single mom in both. But I like her, and I like her as a single mom, I guess. I don't know if she got typecast or if that's just one of those where, you know, an actor sort of plays a certain type all the time. Anyway, so watch that, got up Saturday morning, and then I got up Saturday morning, did 2 hours on the Peloton, weighed. I had not lost, I gained 0.1 pound. So I was 175 last time I weighed, last week. I was 175.1. So just point. So I technically gained weight, but it's basically even. I didn't gain, I didn't lose, really. I mean, 0.1 of a pound. I could have been standing the wrong way or, you know, something like that. So anyway, I was kind of flat on my emotion for that. Noom asked you what your emotion is for your weigh-in. I'm like, eh. I mean, I'm not unhappy because I didn't gain a bunch of weight, but I'm not happy because I didn't lose weight either. So anyway, after that, we had an appointment for both of our cars because Mark had made an appointment. It was like $600 for the 120,000 mile service that they wanted to do at the shop. I was like, you know, do it. Now, maybe that is a bad decision. I don't know, because some people think, oh no, you shouldn't even take your car to a dealership. You should just go to a local mechanic because dealerships rip you off. At the same time, though, I tend to keep cars until the wheels fall off. So the better I treat them, the longer they're going to last. And I feel like $600 a year is not too much to ask to keep my car running. So anyway, I paid it. But Mark's car was done first and mine was not done. And so we went and had brunch at a local place. And then my car still wasn't done. They said it would be done. At this point, it was like 1:45. And they said, oh, it'll be done by 3. But we live 20 minutes away. Oh, I'm going to run out of music here. So anyway, my car took a while. So I sat there for a while and finally they were done about 3:30. 345. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.